This might not have picked up the last sentence or so.
Okay, we were talking in terms of the basic ecclesiastical community, and we're trying now, say, in Nova Linda, to divide the town up into segments and really to see how they minister to each other, you know, what form of community they are is going to evolve right around their neighborhood, so to speak. And, you know, even as far as we as Sisters of St. Joseph, when the idea of, you know, the profound and deep love of neighbor and neighbor with God, and asking ourselves, how do we live that out and how do we share that? And I feel so many times, it's like I feel at times, especially the past year, that's why I think this year, past year has been the best year of my whole life, and it's almost a taste of what our beginning community was. It's a taste of it, and I feel that there are some right on things there, but it's a feeling of I need more input, or I need a better understanding. It's almost a better historical aspect of our beginnings and what our beginning documents mean to us to have those two come together, you know? And so I think that's what, even the other day in talking to the council and feeling that it's really ripe, it's a ripe time down there to maybe have a better clarification of why we're there, why we choose to stay, or it might be why we choose not to stay. You know, but I feel the time is ripe to make those kinds of clarifications. And it could go either way, you know. But if we choose to stay, it's almost, I feel that it really does relate very much to the beginnings of our community and maybe what style, what form that took.
You mean in France?
In France.
Mm-hmm. What support is there for the question?
For you, I mean.
I think in this time coming up, there were a lot of questions that maybe over the past 4.5 years had been. I remember some of the questions I first went down with. There was one point in this year that I thought, have I lost the courage to question or dream? Or is it that I am just too tired? And I think that with starting a new convent just took a lot more energy than I had ever. I mean, I just had never in my wildest imagination. But maybe that's part of dreaming. You know, you dream and then you get into the reality of that dream. And then when it starts taking a form of flesh and mortar, it takes a form other than what you had dreamt. I don't even know, that's not even true. It doesn't take a form other than what you have dreamt. It's the day-to-day living out of that and what the sacrifice and the pain of that entails. But I think what it put me in touch with is what were the sisters who first started communities, even in the beginnings of, say, Europe or, say, in the beginnings of the United States. What were the real hardships? What were they really pressed to face in their own life and in the fidelity of, yes, this is really what we are being called to do, and the fidelity of the day-to-dayness of that through the hardships and so on. And I know at one point, and this was when, because Barb had been up here on vacation, it was a feeling of all of the, well, say the life of Mother Seton that I saw was so, for me, it was so romanticized on TV, that it's like, did she ever sit down and cry? Did she ever think, I've just had it? Did she ever think, is this worth it? Am I being called to do? What is the Lord? How is the Lord working in this? What form long is this going to take? Who are we as Sisters of St. Joseph? Or does it make any difference at all? How is this really forming the church? What is the Brazilian church? You know, were they asking those same kinds of questions? And when I talked to Kathy Bush, you know, when her dad died last month, reflecting some of this with her, and she was saying that's why women religious like herself who are in communication really need to get more of a flavor of what those kinds of questions mean, that in a film it's not a romanticized, that it really takes that there is a truth and an integrity about it. And I think that maybe we as women religious moving into the next century, that is what we need. It's really coming to grips with an integrity about our life again and affirming that and saying yes to it and not always knowing, it may even be here in the United States, what form that is going to take, and knowing that at times makes you real uneasy. Anxiety comes in, fears come in, and yet what is the Lord really asking of us? And then going back to our basic, what does it mean when we talk in terms of the more, you know, as far as our foundings go, what are we being called to do in this century, in the century to come? Both in Latin America and here in the States. And so, and then even as far as formation, it's feeling my time is over here and not really having enough time to talk to people in formation here. And yet it's because also the way the chapter went, I mean, there has been, you know, in our council, like the new council, Janet has moved into that position. Paul is new, and Margie, and so it's even them trying to get their feet on the ground, and it's just a thing that is, you know. But I feel in talking to the council the other day that they're very much aware of that.
Very much aware of what?
That the questions that we still have to ask, and that there's a rightness down in Brazil to try to deal with some of these questions. And Bern Fjorn is going to be our contact person, and I feel that because she has worked in formation, that she can maybe help us ask or grapple with some of these questions. And also Janet will be coming down hopefully in the spring, and maybe between the two of them that we will really come to terms with either affirming our presence down there or I'm not saying that the decision would be to withdraw, but that would be the other possibility. And I had also felt that in our presentation for the chapter, I don't know whether our community, and I think our sisters dearly love us and dearly want to support us, and I don't know whether they know how to do it, and I don't know whether we know how to help or to have people help us in doing that. And so it's even those kinds of things people can say, or our sisters can say, through, you know, the chapter, yes to formation, yes to our work there. And my feeling is, but that may mean personnel, that may mean money, that may mean other kinds of things, that may mean that we come up and are revitalized, renewed, that may mean setting policies of renewal for ourselves, and also getting other people to come down, other sisters to come down and be with us.
You mean for the purpose of being with you rather than...
Both of being with us like one of the possibilities would be having someone to come down and direct a retreat for us. Another possibility would be even coming down and talking just in terms of, you know, the beginnings, the historical aspect of our community and the carriers, and how does that really dovetail, or how are those roots connected with what we and our questions in our lifestyle there in Brazil, in the Amazon jungle, how are they, there's a connection, and how do we live that faithfulness of it out? And what form does it take being in another culture? But I feel at this point we do need other catalysts other than ourselves to do it. We do not have those tools to do it. You know, I thought that the last time Marge was down, she was a very good catalyst to even getting a clarification of what we were doing and to get more of a direction, just to getting something more clarified. Now, Donna Marie gave a reflection with a council meeting the other day that when we first went down, it was a very nebulous kind of presence. And that was because the priest had just come down. We were just invited down. And so there was a real nebulousness around what does it mean to be present to the people. And I think that it's starting to take form. But I think that there still needs to be more clarity around the questions and our direction. And I see possibly the whole Latin American church asking those same kinds of questions.
Which is a topic to begin a whole other paper without being too taxing either. I think if you want to do that.
For prosperity's sake, huh? Maybe if I just have a few final reflections, and that would be just how thankful I am for the grace, but also for the opportunity to be down in Brazil. And in many ways, when I even reflect back to what this past year has been, or the past year and a half, there has been such pain and suffering, and yet for me such growth in faith and commitment to our community and what we are about, and just a real feeling of a deep, deep appreciation as we, as Sisters of St. Joseph, and in our brokenness, or in our search, in our humanness, in our frailties, that there is more to us, and I think that more is the gospel, and that more is Jesus, and how he is really working through each one of us. And coming to a love of that and appreciation, and knowing that I come back a different person than I went down, and it's even through, not even, a major part of that has been just allowing the simple people to form me and to touch into me and to love my heart and to love me and to challenge me. And so I think that I know that I have been so graced to be able to have the privilege of sharing my life and sharing other people's life in a different culture, in a third world culture, that it has affirmed those parts of me that probably were nurtured and developed as a small child, listening to my mom talk about prayer and my dad talk about his adventures teaching catechism. And when I reflect, even, you know, this morning during this tape, of how the Lord has just really been such a strong, consoling, leading person in that whole adventure, in that whole journey. When you talk about the church being a pilgrimage, I guess our lives are pilgrimages also, that feel that that is what that I have come to see. And it may also be the aging process too. But it's a feeling of just being so thankful for the privilege of